from the editor-in-chief's desk. Professor Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Professor Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@gmail.com. A tragic day in Delhi and call for peace. Delhi faced a heartbreaking tragedy when a car explosion near the Red Fort metro station claimed several innocent lives and left many others injured. Those who misuse religion for political or personal gain act in complete opposition to the true spirit of Islam, a faith rooted in peace, compassion, and coexistence. Every act of terror and every explosion tears at the moral and spiritual fabric that holds communities together. It sets neighbor against neighbor, faith against faith, and citizen against citizen. Islam stands for peace in word and essence. The Quran affirms this through God's own attributes, one of which is As-Salam, meaning peace. This divine attribute makes it clear that God is the source and embodiment of peace and security. Those who follow His guidance are therefore expected to become instruments of peace, ensuring that people feel safe, not threatened, in their presence. In Islam, there is no place for those who disrupt the peace of society. History provides a powerful example from the time of the Prophet Muhammad. After the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, an agreement that brought stability between the Muslims and their opponents, a Muslim committed an act that could have reignited conflict. The Prophet refused to support him or allow him refuge in Medina, stating that such a person was a kindler of war, and the Prophet wished that someone should restrain him from doing that. Musnad Ahmad. Another vital point is that every family should examine the atmosphere in their home. A home should be a cradle of peace, not a nursery for bitterness and negativity. When parents speak the language of hate, their words take root in young, impressionable minds, shaping children into resentful and distrustful adults. In such conditions, the danger of radicalization grows significantly. The fault, then, lies not with the misled young but with homes that failed to nurture a positive environment. Peace in the world can only begin with peace at home. Maulana Wahdatuddin said that when you choose peace, you choose God's path. When you choose violence, you walk away from Him. His words are a reminder that divine approval is earned not through hatred and revenge, but through restraint, forgiveness, and compassion. Peace is not simply the absence of conflict. It is a deliberate pursuit of understanding and well-wishing for fellow human beings. Revenge may seem to strike outward, but its deepest wound is always within the avenger. It corrodes the mind, turning it into a factory of bitterness and resentment. Consumed by vengeance, a person loses the ability to act constructively and, in the end, destroys themselves. Enduring peace and progress, whether in Kashmir or anywhere else, can never arise from confrontation. They can flourish only when people choose understanding over anger, cooperation over hostility, and peace over revenge. In doing so, they not only elevate their community but also reflect the true essence of Islam, the faith of peace and compassion. The Red Fort blast is a stark reminder of how fragile peace becomes when hatred takes root. Yet this wound need not harden into a permanent scar. If we face tragedy with wisdom and resilience, peace can once again become our shared destiny. This article appeared in the Speaking Tree column of In the Times of India dated the November 17, 2025. Peace and progress can flourish only when people choose understanding over anger, cooperation over hostility, and peace over revenge. Thus, they not only elevate their community but also reflect the true essence of Islam, the faith of peace and compassion.